USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan Wednesday, a package that will cost more than $2 trillion.
It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago. In fact, it's the largest American jobs investment since World War II.
The plan focuses on transportation infrastructure, water system improvements, school construction, and job training. The package would also raise the corporate tax rate to 28% from 21% to pay for the new spending. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he's not likely to support the plan due to the tax increases. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A batch of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccines has had to be thrown out after it failed quality checks. In a statement, the company said that an ingredient made by supplier Emergent BioSolutions did not meet standards, causing the batch to be discarded. The New York Times first reported the news, saying that 15 million doses were lost, but the company has not confirmed the size of the batch. Johnson & Johnson says that it still plans on delivering the 100 million doses it had promised by the end of June. And Pfizer has announced that its vaccine is 100% effective against the virus for kids ages 12 to 15. The company said that the side effects it observed in the group were similar to those that appeared in young adults. The company's CEO said Wednesday that the data was encouraging and that Pfizer will submit that data to the FDA soon to have their emergency use authorization amended for the younger age group. Their vaccine is currently authorized for use in people ages 16 and up. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson have also announced upcoming trials testing the vaccine for children. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The U.S. State Department has released the 2020 Human Rights Report. John Clemens has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken issued the report saying the trend lines on human rights are not improving.
The trend lines on human rights continue to move in the wrong direction. We see evidence that in every region of the world, this is happening.
Secretary Blinken said the events since the military coup occurred in Burma after this year's report was finished, we must highlight them.
Nonviolent protesters in Burma have been killed, beaten, imprisoned, including on Saturday, when more than 100 people were reportedly killed by the military. Many of those killed were protesting on Armed Forces Day. Others simply bystanders. The military said in advance that they might shoot protesters in the back or the head, and they've made good on that threat.
And the Final Four is set for the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga is headed back to the Final Four for the second time in school history. The Bulldogs moved to 30-0 on the season, dominating USC 85-66 in Tuesday's West Regional Final. Gonzaga will be the third team since 1985 to take an undefeated record into the Final Four, with the last team to win it all with a perfect season being the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. And UCLA will go from the first four to the Final Four. The Bruins defeated Michigan 51-49 in the East Regional Final. With the win, they become just the second double-digit seed to knock off a 1 seed and a 2 seed en route to the Final Four. LSU also accomplished the feat in 1986. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.